Welcome to the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio. We've got a fast-paced hour of fishing, hunting, and conservation covering the nation and the Northwest, including 13 extra minutes of local content you'll only hear on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.
Welcome to your Saturday morning. I'm glad you're here. We've got a couple of great Washington State fishermen that'll be joining us in the hour ahead. One of them is Brad Hole. He's the man behind Kayak Fishing Washington. He's going to tell you where he's been kayak fishing in Western Washington this month, and maybe a place you ought to go kayak fishing too. Tom Burlingame with XL Fishing Charters will share a fishing report out of CQ for salmon, and he's also in California this week working with the Pacific Fisheries Marine Council as they hammer out options for ocean salmon fishing this summer. He'll tell you what those options are going to look like at the end of the program. And now it's time to tell you what's hot and what's not, brought to you by your Puget Sound area Sportsman's Warehouse stores in Silverdale, Federal Way, Puyallup, and Everett. Steelhead fishing on two southwest Washington rivers is hot, especially if you're fishing from a boat. One of the places is the Cowlitz above the I-5 bridge, but if you go there, expect some very crowded conditions. Last week, creel checkers found 331 anglers had caught 207 steelhead fishing out of boats. 90% of those fish were hatchery fish. Bank anglers continue to struggle on the Cowlitz, averaging about one kept steelhead for every nine fishermen. If you're looking for less crowded waters, head to the Elokamon River. This sleeper has been fishing well all winter, and last week, six anglers fishing out of boats caught and released 16 metalheads, while the bank anglers averaged a steely for every four fishermen. The difference here, the difference between the Elokamon and the Cowlitz, is that on the Elokamon, most of the steelhead are wild and you have to let them go. In other cold water fishing news, if you want to go after a unique trout species that can grow to some impressive sizes, you might want to make a road trip to Omak in north central Washington and see if you can catch and release some Lahontan cutthroat trout out of Omak Lake. Keith Rowe at North 40 Outfitters in Omak says the fishing's been good and will get better as the lake continues to warm up. Starting around the 1st of April, the Lahontan cutthroat trout will make their way into the shallows. Until then, look for them at drop-offs where they normally feed this time of year. Leech patterns, bloodworms, and small minnow patterns will all work to draw strikes for fly anglers. If you're a gear junkie, try casting a silver, silver-green, or silver-blue Castmaster spoon or Blue Fox spinner. Another thing to try, a standard marabou jig. Just a 1/16 or 1/8 ounce jig. Cast it out, work it back slowly, no bobbers are necessary. You will probably draw a strike. The average size Lahontan cutthroat right now is 18 to 20 inches, but they get big. The state record was caught out of here and weighed over 18 pounds. Remember, if you go, that you do need a Colville Tribal Fishing License to fish here. You can pick those up at North 40 Outfitters or online at the Colville Tribal website. Finally, tickets to the annual Whidbey Island Ducks Unlimited fundraiser this spring are hot, and here's why. The event's taking place on a boat. You'll actually go on a wildlife watching cruise in the North Sound above the very spacious Island Explorer 5 out of Anacortes, and while you're on the cruise, you'll enjoy drinks, lots of hors d'oeuvres, and you'll get to bid on items or try to win some prizes, including some firearms and some of the games they've got there. All of the proceeds will benefit Ducks Unlimited. The date is Saturday, May 9th. The cruise starts at 6 p.m. and ends at 9. You will want to buy your tickets early for this fun event. It's definitely going to sell out fast. You can purchase those tickets at ducks.org. Just go to the events page when you get there. And with that, you are now in the know about what's hot this week in the Pacific Northwest.
That's your first local shot of the outdoors. Now let's see what's going on across the nation.
From well-known saltwater hotspots to hidden alpine lakes, learn the latest in tips, tackle, and techniques to help you catch more fish.
It's going to be a great show.
Northwest Fishing Reports, Sundays at 5 p.m. on Q13 Fox.
Pheasants Forever is working hard every day to ensure there's more wildlife habitat for the future. Join the habitat leader and help create wildlife habitat in your community. Go to pheasantsforever.org.
Ready for more local fishing and hunting? You got it. It's the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio, right here on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.
For your next local shot of the outdoors, we're checking in with Brad Hole. He is the man behind Kayak Fishing Washington. And not only does he offer guided trips, he offers a lot of seminars and information about the sport of kayak fishing in the Evergreen State. Brad, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me, John.
So, Brad, I noticed on Facebook you were fishing at Lake Sawyer near Black Diamond recently. How did that little expedition go?
Well, it was slow at first. A buddy and I were scouting for crappie, which, you know, can be quite elusive. And with the cold water temperatures, though it was 46 degrees, we had to scout a lot of the lake to find them. And we did end up finding them towards the end of the day, and it was in about 55 feet of water.
Oh, wow.
Way down at the bottom.
That's not where I would have been looking for them. I would have been looking about 15 feet down near brush piles. So thanks for that little tip. So you did get some crappie. I also saw you reeled up an anemic trout out of there, too.
Yeah, they obviously stock the lake with kokanee and with rainbow trout. But there are cutthroat in there, and I haven't read up on it to say if those are native or stocked. But, I was using a Binks jigging spoon, which just gets you down to the bottom quicker. And right up off the bottom, we were picking up perch, and that trout was kind of an unusual catch. It was a little bit shallower. It wasn't 55 feet. I think he was like more than 40, but laying right off the bottom, and he whacked the spoon and reeled him in. But I was amazed at how skinny he was.
It's nice to know there are some fish to be caught out of Lake Sawyer, Black Diamond, even this early in the year. And now, folks, you know how deep to fish. Where else would you recommend going this March if you have a kayak and want to hit the water and maybe reel in some fish?
Yeah, I think a great spot that I always talk about is Lake Sammamish, and that's right over in Issaquah. It's a great lake. It's smaller than Lake Washington, but it has the same type of species in there. And you can obviously jig for crappie. There's tons of other panfish and bass. But it's a great cutthroat trout fishery out there. And just simply trolling a wedding ring up top or using leadcore line or even a downrigger are different ways to target them. But there's still a bit of a midge hatch going on in the lake, so lots of bugs up top. So look for those fish throughout the water column down to, 40, 50 feet to the surface.
Sawyer, Lake Sammamish, a couple of options for fishing out of a kayak this March. If you want to find out more about kayak fishing and about the guided trips that Brad offers, go to his website, kayakfishingwashington.com. That's kayakfishingwashington.com. Thanks, Brad.
Thank you.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here for you. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
Don't leave yet. We've got one more local shot of fishing and hunting to wrap up the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio.
Before we go today, we thought we'd check in with Tom Burlingame, the owner of XL Fishing Charters out of Nia Bay. Tom, great to have you on the air.
Thank you, John. Great to be here.
So, Tom, you did get to fish a couple of days for that CQ Salmon opener. How did it go?
John, we had plenty of action, caught plenty of fish, but our mark rate wasn't so great. The first day, we had four fish on board for two people, but only one was a keeper. And the second day, we had five fish on board, and only one of those were a keeper. So lots of action, not much to bring home.
Interesting. So not as many hatchery fish, but does that speak well for the population of wild fish in the area?
Yeah, it's a pretty small sample size, but every day is different, and it might be just a bad luck on my part.
Well, let's hope that you have some better luck in the days ahead. Now, right now, you're in San Francisco, and you're attending a meeting with the Pacific Fisheries Management Council. I understand that salmon seasons have just been set, or some new ones have. Why don't you tell our listeners about that?
We're actually in Santa Rosa, and we are developing ocean options to go out to public review, and our work is going to be completed, and you'll see some options for the ocean season.
What are those options? Are they more conservative than last year, or a little bit more liberal than last year, or the same?
They are more conservative this year, especially on the coho side. We'll have smaller quotas on the ocean for coho. The coho runs are predicted to be very low. On the Chinook side, they are about the same as last year.
So, Tom, how conservative sort of outside of that are we talking?
In the first two options, there is fisheries equal to last year for the Chinook side. In the third option, we actually have a zero fishery where there would not be a fishery on the ocean. I don't think the probability of that is high, but that option is there.
Okay. We'll keep your eyes open for further details on that. And if you want a chance to catch two hatchery Chinook a day, consider booking a trip out of Marine Area 5 CQ. And the person who'll take you is Tom Burlingame, the owner of XL Fishing Charters. You can find out more at XLEXCELFishingCharters.com. And if you need a place to stay, there is the inn at Nia Bay that Tom and his wife run. Fantastic place. Tom, always a pleasure.
That's all for this week, but don't worry. We'll do it all again next Saturday morning from 7 to 8, right here on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.